week ago today, and we were talking about the aftermath of the Super Bowl and that ad which got everybody talking. I'm talking about Son of Crocodile Dundee and whether or not it was going to be another movie.
And people were happy with what they saw, but also then the talk of the next movie got a bit more serious, really.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, why don't we reboot it?
Yeah, and one of the things that we were talking about amongst ourselves was the actual Walkabout Creek Hotel, which is called the Crocodile Dundee Walkabout Creek Hotel, which is in the town of McKinlay, 1,600 kilometres northwest of Brizzy. And we wanted to just pay them a visit and see what it's like being the proprietors of such a famous hotel.
So we've called the pub. We've got the owner, Frank, on the phone. Morning, Frank.
G'day, mate. How you going?
We were hoping you'd say g'day. Yeah. And you did. Frank, what's it like where you are? Tell us about the Walkabout Creek Hotel. What's it look like?
Still very similar to what it did in the movie, actually.
It is? Okay, so you've kept the originality. Yeah, good. So is it really tourist-bound? Because for me, I don't even know where you are. Is it on the tourist track?
Yeah, it was 240 k's further on than Winton, more or less, between Winton and Cloncurry.
Okay, and do people ring you from other parts of the planet, Frank, going, how do we get to you? Where's Walkabout Creek Hotel?
We had a lady rang us yesterday, actually, so exactly that.
Okay.
Where was she?
Where was she from, that silly? She was English. From England.
There you go.
Sheila's from England.
Now, mate, have you owned it since Dundee, or you've taken over, or...?
No, we've been there 4 years.
Okay.
But the fellow we bought off, he was there for 27 years, so he bought it just after the first movie.
Okay. And have you got memorabilia from the movie around the pub, or have you distanced yourself from it?
Yeah. No, there's either photos that they had, like, took while they were doing the filming, and we got the truck, mixed truck off.
You got mixed truck out the front?
Yeah, we got that off John Cornell, and
okay.
he gave that to us, and we've also got the original bar that they used in the movie, except for Crocodile Dundee 1 and 2 and the beer garden out the back. There's a fair bit of shit, fair bit of gear there.
So when you on a Friday night, or say over the, when's your big night? Is there a big night where the locals get there, or are you always mainly a tourist pub?
Oh well, in the winter time, it's mainly tourists. But on a Saturday, we have what we call piss, pizza, and pool. So we have a pool comp and pizzas and
and beer.
Oh my gosh. with a town the size of McKinlay, it's only about just over 400 population, isn't it? I had a look online.
15.
What is it?
15.
15 people?
Yeah.
Oh, is it that small?
Yeah.
Hang on, how many's in your mob?
What do you mean?
As in family or friends or with you?
Well, at the moment, there's my wife Deb and I, and our daughter Kelly. She's come back to work for us, and that actually our son Patrick, he's at the moment too for a little while.
Okay,
so there's four of you and 11 people that come in for a drink to keep you guys afloat.
There's probably 16 now that Patrick's here.
Okay. Someone's going to have to run outside with a marker and change the sign out as you're driving in town.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate. We're really curious, something people haven't spoken to you, and we thought we would.
Yeah.
And we love that we did.
Unbelievable. Well, we hope we get to see you in the flesh one day, Frank.
Yeah, mate, come out and have a cold beer.
And we'll make it population 20.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
No worries. See you.
Bye.